Last Sunday, our Lord Jesus Christ, in a parable in the Gospel, told us about that rich fool and his inglorious death. The rich man who thought he had everything. The rich man who was so satisfied with himself, with his labor, and bragged about it, asking his soul to sit back and relax and eat, for he had everything. And of course, according to the parable, that same night, God appeared to him and said, "I seek your soul today." He even called him fool. This evening in the Gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ warns us, "You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The story about the rich fool was that he was not prepared. He did not have any idea that anything can happen to him. Therefore, his death was not even known to him. Therefore, he was not prepared. But then the Lord Jesus tells us today, "You must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." What does he mean by "the Son of Man will come"? The hour, the time you will be invited to come out and render account of your stewardship. That is the moment he is referring to here. And there is no other moment than when you die. There was an author who once said, "There is nothing as certain as death, yet there is nothing as uncertain as when it will come." Nobody on earth, I don't know, I've never seen anybody who indicates in his or her planner, "Okay, I will die on this day." Nobody does that. We plan every other thing about our lives. We plan the future. And yet that one thing, that very certain thing that will come, whose uncertainty we don't know, we seem to forget about it. So when the Lord Jesus tells us, "You must be prepared," he is kind of warning us, you do not know the time. Whatever happens, those things are not in your hands. All you need to do is be prepared. Because any time, it can happen. And how do we do this, my dear friends in Christ? By being always with the Lord. By being always with him. And being in a life of grace. There's one particular weapon that I know the devil uses. One particular weapon that he uses: procrastination. He will tell you, "Oh, after all, next, oh, you'll do it tomorrow." Sometimes you know you have offended God by committing sin, and there is that opportunity for you to go to confession. What would the devil tell you? "You do it next week. After all, you still have time." And what if the Lord knocks on that very night and calls you? So when the Lord said, "You must be prepared," you have nobody to blame. So, my dear friends in Christ, for us not to be like that rich fool who thought he had everything prepared, he was ready, he was rich, according to the world system. But he was very poor in the sight of God. His soul was poor spiritually. Do not allow such fate to befall you. That's why the warning here. The Lord God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not be condemned. That's what St. John tells us. And if the Lord God himself, the Lord Jesus himself, so sacrificed himself to the point of dying, he wants all of us to be there with him. That was why he shed his blood, to take away our sins. And when he was praying to the Father, he prayed that all that you have given to me may be with me wherever I am, to see the glory. He wants each one of us to have a place there. But he is not coming to force you. That's why he brings this, all these things. Last Sunday he gave us this, the parable. Today another parable. All this to prepare us so that we may be alert. We know that we don't have the time. You may know everything about you yourself. You may know everything about science, but as the day you will leave this world, you do not know. Even though sometimes the doctors might say, okay, you have such and such time, but they are not the people who have that life. It can disappoint them. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us listen to these words of our Lord Jesus Christ and always be prepared. The sad thing here is that we prepare for things of this world. We prepare for function, events, and everything. Yet, the thing that matters much about our life, our soul, we don't care. And that was why the Lord Jesus concluded last Sunday by saying, so it is with those who are rich with the things of this world but are poor in matters concerning God. Sit back and examine your life. Are you ready? In case he knocks just at this moment. If you are not, there is time. God has given us that moment. Do not allow this to pass you by. Be prepared, because he can come anytime. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.